Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. Gloating is easy. It requires no skill or rigor. It is simply an unattractive technique used for one purpose, to insult someone. Right now, a major gloat is aimed at President Biden, a man doing enormous damage to the country he was elected to serve. There's no question about that. Americans are getting hammered because of Biden's foolish economic policies and his general befuddlement on just about everything. Now, Joe got the top job in 2020 despite a strong economy under President Trump. The bombastic former businessman handled economics well, his policies, stimulating wages as well as energy independence before COVID shut the country down. But more than 80 million voters turned away from Trump's accomplishments and embraced Biden, who barely campaigned at all. He didn't have to. The corporate media did it for him by demonizing the Don and totally ignoring his economic success as president. Today, the United States is weaker in almost every area than it was 2 years ago. Yet many Biden voters are pulling a Tammy Wynette, continuing to stand by their man. It's amazing in the face of the facts, but unfortunately, some folks will never admit a mistake, no matter what. The truth is that President Biden is unable to govern. That's what's spooking the financial markets. It was painful watching him trying to describe Russia as a plutocracy and a kleptocracy. The president could not get those words out of his mouth, and his verbal attack became a stumbleocracy. Embarrassing doesn't come close to describing it. And so, the anti-Biden legions brought out the gloat once again. Look at this guy, they postured. He's unable in the extreme. Sadly for the country, it's true. Mr. Biden will be 80 years old in November, and he's not Paul McCartney, who turns 80 in June, and apparently can remember the lyrics to his songs. Joe Biden couldn't even sing the refrain to Hey Jude. This is not gloating. It's simply stating the truth. Gloating is a waste of time. Wising up so something like this doesn't happen again is what every single American should be doing. Now this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day. Mexico is a disaster. First, the data. Average income in Mexico, $5,000 a year. 45% of the population lives in poverty down there. Less than 15% of the Mexican population has a college degree. Compared to other Latin American countries, Mexico ranks last in life expectancy. Less than 10% of Mexicans have private health insurance. Most hospitals are run by the government. Mexico offers welfare programs to the poor, elderly, and disabled, but they are capped at $550 a year. That's all. Mexico spends 9% of its total budget on social welfare programs. Most other Latin American countries spend 24%. Crime stats in Mexico. There were 40,000 homicides in 2021. By comparison, 16,000 murdered in the USA. We have a population 2.5 times higher than Mexico. An additional 30,000 people are reported missing in Mexico. Mostly, they are dead. Of the 10 most dangerous cities in the world, five are in Mexico: Tijuana, Juarez, Acapulco, Mexico City, Monterrey. In November 2021, Mexico deployed 2,000 troops to patrol tourist places like Cancun because of cartel shootouts. More than 66% of businesses in Mexico say dealing with corruption is a daily part of life. On the narcotics front, there are 25 different drug cartels in Mexico. Total, 200,000 plus individuals working for the drug rings. Biggest is the Sinaloa cartel, founded in 1988. The cartels move about $100 billion worth of narcotics into the USA every year. 95% of cocaine sold here passes through Mexico. It is also the largest supplier of heroin, marijuana, and fentanyl into America. So now you know exactly why millions of Mexicans want to live in the USA. And who can blame them? I have always said, if I were a poor Mexican man with a family, I would try to sneak into the USA to get money to support my family. However, the United States government cannot allow millions of foreign nationals to come in here unregulated, which is what is happening under the Biden administration. The only solution to Mexico's problem is to designate the drug cartels as terrorists, and then Obrador, the president of Mexico, allies with the USA to attack the terrorists with military force. That is the only solution down there. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Sports remains one of the most important cultural pillars of our society. Recent survey from Gallup finds 45% of American adults say games play a major role in their daily lives. Here are the greatest athletes of all time as ranked by CBS Sports. Top 10 begins with Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, while an irate Adolf Hitler watched from the stands. Next, Mickey Mantle. Between 1951 and 68, Mick took home 7 World Series trophies for the New York Yankees. Number 8, the great one, Wayne Gretzky. The Canadian's NHL career spanned 20 years and 900 goals. The 7th spot goes to Pelé, The Brazilian is the only soccer star to have won 3 World Cups. Number 6, Babe Ruth. The great Bambino spent 22 years in the big leagues, hitting 714 home runs, and the Babe never lifted a weight. Top 5 starts with Michael Jordan, the highest paid athlete of all time. Jordan earned $3 billion throughout his NBA career. That's amazing. Next, Tiger Woods. He won 15 major golf championships and 82 PGA Tours. Number 3, Yogi Berra. He played in 14 World Series, winning 10 of them with the Yankees. Second place, Tom Brady. Brady is the greatest winner the National Football League has ever seen and the best quarterback in history, I believe. His 620 passing touchdowns and 85,000 passing yards are the most ever, so he's got to be the best quarterback, right? He also has the most Super Bowl MVP awards, and he's the only player to win 7 championships. Finally, the greatest athlete of all time, Muhammad Ali. Not only is he the best boxer to ever live, the fighter fundamentally changed American culture in the 1960s. For the incredible story behind the rise and the gruesome fall of Muhammad Ali, please check out my latest book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.